This is Jay Sekulow. A major development in the United States, rallying support for Christians in persecution, especially in Egypt.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Everybody, our phone lines are open for you. We're back in the United States, but major developments going on internationally as well. We've got a lot to talk about. By the way, towards the end of the week, we got a special TV program airing this weekend on the Fairness Doctrine. Folks, we're closing in on 200 signatures on that bill. We'll have more reports on that. But just to give you a brief snapshot, we're going to get more into that next week on the broadcast. We are making some serious progress. Drew Ryan on a call this morning, our Director of Office of Governmental Affairs, Jordan, you were on that call as well, said if we get to 200, although you need 218 technically, once we hit 200, the momentum will grow and grow, and we can get a conclusion here.
And it's something we have to fight for till the very end, folks. We have a limited window of time. We have it is a fight to get those remaining names on there. We have to continue the pressure. We'll tell you soon how we'll keep that pressure going in Washington, D.C., because it takes that to get that momentum to push it over the top.
We're going to talk more about that later in the week, and also, of course, next week. We're going to focus in on the Fairness Doctrine, because taking a program like today, we've been focusing the last week on the international persecution aimed at Christians. That would be deemed a controversial subject. But here's the controversy, and I want your response to this. Why is it, in your view, that the Islamic organizations have gotten together to silence Christianity in particular? Why do you think they've done that? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to Washington, D.C. tomorrow, be making a major speech at a major event of a number of religious leaders talking about international religious freedom issues. And also, we'll be broadcasting from Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday in D.C., before Congress on Thursday, and on Wednesday, a major protest going on behalf of Christians that are in Egypt or from Egypt. They're called Coptic Christians, and they are under tremendous persecution, folks. When you hear about this, it's staggering what these people are facing. And by the way, we intervened in a case to make sure a Christian who'd converted from Islam to Christianity did not get sent back to Egypt, which would effectively have been a death sentence.
It's interesting. The Copts of Egypt, they're the largest Christian minority in the entire Middle East. They're 15% of Egypt's population of 80 million. So they number about 12 million people in Egypt. So not a small minority group, not a few thousand, but 12 million people. It's estimated there's been over 200 attacks on them in the last 30 years and over 4,000 who have been killed just because they are Christians. Hundreds of girls are abducted. We've got a story coming out of Pakistan as well about that. During the last few weeks, a jewelry store owner who was Coptic, him and three other cops were killed. The extremists also attacked a monastery, kidnapped monks, tortured them, and killed them as well. This all happening within Egypt.
Folks, you've got that situation going on there. We've dispersed from our office in the European Center for Law and Justice in Strasbourg, France. Catherine Montgomery, one of our senior staff members there, is in London, England right now, because the first hearing for that couple, again, converts from Islam to Christianity, they are being threatened to be sent back to Syria. And that is something that's very, very serious that we're concerned about. So, again, these are real cases with real implications.
They are. These are people who are being killed, people who are being tortured, people who are being kidnapped, abducted. We've got a story after the break about a 10-year-old and 12-year-old girl who have been kidnapped in Pakistan. The courts have really done nothing about it. The kidnappers are not in prison, and they've said they've forced to convert to Islam and have probably been sold into some kind of sex slave trade. And that's what's going on in these countries. That's how the Christians have been targeted.
Here's what we want to do, folks. We've continuing our petition drive. Ready for this? On the internet alone, 54,084 of you, as we speak today, have signed a petition standing against the Islamic organization, the Conference of Islamic Organizations, that are trying to get a UN law passed, a resolution that would make Christianity a crime. We want you to stand up against radical Islam, but we also want you to stand up at the United Nations. Here's the phone number. Add your name right now. Critical time to do it. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. This is going to the United Nations Human Rights Council to make sure we can continue to proclaim the gospel. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Around the world, Christians are under attack. In Iran, a couple is tortured for reading the Bible. Two men tried and convicted for possessing Christian books in Algeria. Examples of a growing global crisis. Christians targeted because of their faith. Now, one of the largest organizations inside the United Nations is making a bad situation worse. The Organization of the Islamic Conference at the UN is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death. Now more than ever, Christians expressing their faith are now guilty of hate speech. The American Center for Law and Justice, along with its European affiliate, is sending a powerful message to this UN group. Its anti-Christian bigotry won't be tolerated. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to this petition. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C.,
it's one of the most popular Christian radio shows on the air. And ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow takes your questions about the issues that matter most to you and your family.
Let's go to Anna calling from California on line 6. Hi, Anna.
On the broadcast, Jay provides you with the answers you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms.
We got a team of lawyers working on this situation. We're going to get a successful resolution.
Now, there's a new and easy way to get the help you need from the American Center for Law and Justice. You can now send Jay your questions and comments via email. Just log on to the ACLJ website at aclj.org, and under the radio section, you can send Jay an email question straight to our radio studios. We want to hear from you. Send us your email questions. It's fast and easy. Send your email questions now. Simply log on to the website, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice, dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. We're back in the United States in our offices on the campus of Regent University today. Tomorrow we'll be in Washington, D.C., broadcasting Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, then back to Virginia. A lot to talk about, and folks, we have gotten some really positive response on our stand against the Islamic organizations, the Conference of Islamic Organizations, which... Jordan said this in the earlier part of the week. We need to re-emphasize what we're fighting at the UN. By the way, the hearing on this is going to be in September. We're getting our briefs done now. One phase has already been submitted, by the way. If you go to aclj.org, we've posted it's called the Defamation of Religion. We've put that up on our website now, but we're also in process of supplementing that brief and getting ready for the oral interventions, as they call it. That's the oral hearing, which will be in Geneva in September. We're fighting a huge organization that has a global scope here.
That's right. Second biggest intergovernmental organization in the world. That's just second to the United Nations itself. And it's much like the UN. Just because all of these countries don't necessarily get along on every issue, when they come together and put forward a resolution or a plan, that means that they've all agreed to go through with that plan. Here you've got 57 countries, included four continents. It even includes two countries in South America. And the important thing is these are the moderate Muslim governments, even some secular governments with predominant Muslim populations, who come together and put forward these plans. They have very interesting views, to say the least, and radical views on terrorism. And they are the reason that the United Nations has no definition on terrorism, because their definition of terrorism excludes any kind of suicide attacks on occupiers. That would include the United States in Iraq. That would include Israel in the West Bank or in Gaza. So that would not include terrorism going into those countries and blowing yourself up.
And that is specifically part of the policy of the Islamic Conference. Now they're trying to get a defamation of religious prohibition. By the way, they're broad scope. They're not just in the Middle East. They're global in scope.
No, that's right. Four continents. They're all over Asia, Central Europe. Even two countries in South America are members. They are basically everywhere. I encourage you to check out their website. It's the OIC is the name of the organization. If you check out their website and the map, it encompasses so much land. Some countries who don't like each other that much, but they still get along enough, like in the United Nations, to pass forward resolutions and push legislative and administrative work through the United Nations. They're the biggest bloc, really, together, combined up of votes in the UN.
You know, one of the interesting aspects of this, folks, and I want you to understand this, is that they may not, all these countries don't agree on a lot of things, but there's one thing they agree on. They don't want the proclamation of the gospel to take place in countries where a majority of the religious faith is Islam. But here's the good news. Christian faith is being proclaimed and Muslims are coming to Christ, which is the only hope in dealing with radical Islam. And let's be realistic, in Islam generally. But there's no doubt about it. People are coming to Christ. But now you've got this attempt to nationalize internationally through the United Nations, this move by the Organization of the Islamic Conference, which would criminalize the proclamation of the gospel. So here's what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to go to your phones right now. Here's the phone number. You need to join now about 70,000 people, maybe 75,000 people that have contacted us either online or on our phones. You go to the phones right now and you add your name. We need to stand up for Christians that cannot speak for themselves, that are being persecuted this way. 1-877-989-2255 is the number. That's 1-877-989-2255. Standing up at the UN and standing against the Organization of the Islamic Conference. Again, 877-989-2255, or do what many people have done just now in the last 10 minutes on the broadcast. Over 150 have signed it online, ACLJ.org.
Let's go back to the phones. Joe's calling from Colorado on line 3. Joe, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hey,
hi, Joe.
How you doing?
Great.
Hey, I just wanted to answer your question real quick. The reason that they're doing this is because it's entirely consistent with the 1,300-year-old political Islam goal of worldwide genocide.
Well, it's worldwide genocide and worldwide domination. I mean, they want to dominate not just the Middle East. They want to dominate worldwide. You're right. This is part of their movement. This is part of their religious belief. It is, and we saw that. Jordan, you were in Geneva. You saw it firsthand. There is an increasing influence. I mean, Justice Scalia said America is at war with radical Islamicists, but you're seeing the spread of Islam in proportions, folks, when you've traveled the world as we have this last 5 weeks. It's unprecedented in the far as the growth goes.
And that's right. And it's not all about violence. I think that's what's important to point out is the birth rates among Muslim women compared to non-Muslims in the countries that they're moving into, places like France, even in Israel. Usually the non-Muslim average birth rate, one point in Europe or the Middle East, 1.5 to 2 children max. The average Muslim, 5 to 10. So a huge difference, which means just numbers-wise, just looking at statistics, over a period of time, part of their plan is to outnumber everyone else, and they're doing a good job of it. We gave you the statistics. If you combine every Christian denomination, that means Catholic, Protestant, you have to include the Mormons, you have to include the Jehovah's Witnesses as well. You have to include everyone, and we number 2.1 billion. If you include the Muslims, it's 1.5 billion. And within that, only 10% are part of an offshoot, the Shia religion. The rest are Sunni. So 90% agree on everything of that 1.5 billion. Our 2.1 billion Christian number does not agree on everything. It is not nearly as unified.
I'll tell you something, folks. The fight on this is huge. It's dramatic. The implications are serious. And we're going at it front and firsthand. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. Why is it that the Organization of the Islamic Conference has targeted Christianity? And by the way, of course, this would be a controversial message we're giving you, which meant if the Fairness Doctrine ever passed, you know what would happen in this broadcast? Off the air it would go. We'll talk more about that at the end of the weekend next week. But you want to stay tuned to the TV program this weekend that focuses in on this.
Let's go back to the phones. Trish is calling from Indiana on line 5. Trish, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Trish.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Great.
Yeah, my comment is I think the Islamic community targets Christians because as we go out into other parts of the world and we deliver aid as Christians or even as Americans in the military, you see a lot of people and just through how they live and how they reach out to other people, they see that through the way that we live and that changes their lives. And so they don't, just like you said a minute ago about the numbers game, they don't want to lose even one. And so I think that's why they target us, because when we go out into these places and we deliver aid to people who hate our guts, you know, we are still living the life that Christ wants us to by loving other people, no matter whether they slap us on the cheek or not. So I think it changes them, and they,
sure,
they don't want that.
No, I'll tell you this, and the numbers of former Muslims coming to Christ are unprecedented. We had Michael Horton on the broadcast last week on Friday, and he is the head of Open Doors in Europe. And they do a great job on outreach to the Muslim community and to others as well. And they've said it, the numbers are greater today of Muslims coming to Christ than ever in world history. But that's what's setting up this conflict, and that's why they want to criminalize the proclamation of the gospel. But why is it? I keep asking this question. Why is it that they're targeting Christianity? I mean, we know they want to wipe Jews and Israel off the face of the earth. Why are they targeting Christianity so directly? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Raymond's calling from North Carolina on line one. Raymond, welcome to JCKO Live.
Hi, Raymond.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Yes, I don't want to take away from what you're talking about on the air today, but I was just want to call to express my great concern about what is happening with Zondervan and Thomas Nelson with this lawsuit that they're being attacked.
Well, they're being attacked because they've taken positions that are deemed controversial. It does fit into what we've been talking about. Now, the Court of Appeals in Texas ruled correctly in that case in the favor of Zondervan and protected the free speech rights. And for those that don't know, if you take a book that has a statement about a particular religious group, could be Islam, it could be something else, and all of a sudden now they're being sued. This is part of the strategy, by the way, Raymond, that's being implemented across the world. That is, if you say a statement against a particular religious group, we don't do this as Christians, of course, but if you say a statement against the theological position, now they're going to courts, international courts of justice, they'll go to the European Court of Human Rights, they'll try to work with the European Parliament to change the law. That's exactly what is taking place right now at the United Nations, and as we traveled around the last 5 weeks, in the Middle East and Europe and went to the border of Lebanon, the border of Syria, the border of Jordan. You see what's going on. Of course, we were in France and Germany and Switzerland, throughout Europe. There is a lot at stake right now. It's tremendous, the impact that this organization of the Islamic Conference is having on our culture.
There's not a larger lobbying organization in the world. They are the largest lobbyists. They are the largest coalition of countries. When you look at the UN, you look at how divided the UN is. When you look at the organization of the Islamic Conference, you see there are disputes within. But these countries have joined together. Pakistan is a member, for instance. India still wants to join. They want to be united, even though the majority population of India is not Muslim. They want to be part of this organization because of how strong it is. And you understand that when you look through the list, how these are the major oil countries in the world. They're the major powers in the Middle East. They're major powers in Asia, Central Europe as well, and South America. This is an organization, and if you look at it like that and think about it like that, it is the largest lobbying organization, the largest lobbying group in the world.
Let me tell you a couple things to do. Go to ACLJ.org, the spotlight. We've got our Combating Defamation of Religion brief that's up. We're supplementing that brief, by the way. That's available online. You can also get an extended interview I had with Michael Horton, longer than what was aired on TV, on radio rather. You need to do that as well. But what I want you to do right now is join with about 75,000 of you that are allowing us to go to the United Nations in September to speak out against the Organization of the Islamic Conference and their attempt to make it an international crime to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Have your voice heard on this. 1-877-989-2255. Go to your phones right now. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Around the world, Christians are under attack. In Iran, a couple is tortured for reading the Bible. Two men tried and convicted for possessing Christian books. In Algeria, examples of a growing global crisis. Christians targeted because of their faith. Now, one of the largest organizations inside the United Nations is making a bad situation worse. The Organization of the Islamic Conference at the UN is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death. Now more than ever, Christians expressing their faith are now guilty of hate speech. The American Center for Law and Justice, along with its European affiliate, is sending a powerful message to this UN group. Its anti-Christian bigotry won't be tolerated. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to this petition. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulo, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
The broadcast. Some of you that were listening on stations around the country just heard an ad for Regent University. We're broadcasting from the campus of Regent University School of Law today. We had students, about 22 students, at our Regent University Law School program in studying at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem and the University of Haifa in Haifa. We had another 35 students, almost 40 students, studying at the University of Strasbourg in France. John Ashcroft joined me in both of those university settings, training these students on international law, national relations, international security issues, and, of course, defending the persecuted church, which, folks, let me tell you something. When you see what's going on, it is breathtaking. You know about the situation with the couple that are former Muslims, came to Christ, are in the United Kingdom, are being threatened with deportation back to Syria. We've dispatched ECLJ representatives to London today. We'll have a report, hopefully, by Wednesday on the broadcast. Also, very important here to understand, these are not isolated cases. We've got the situation. We're going to keep bringing these reports to you because you're not getting this in a lot of the mainstream media as to what's happening.
Yeah, listen to this story coming out of Pakistan. A Christian father is in Pakistan. He's in a legal battle with kidnappers for the custody of his daughters. In a legal battle for the custody of his preteen daughters. His two daughters, 12 and 10 years old, went missing on June 26 in a small town. The kidnappers filed for custody. They weren't arrested. They filed for custody at the local police house. So they walked into the police station. You have to imagine what's going on here. These a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old girl are kidnapped by four men. These four men then go into a police station, file for custody, say that they had converted to Islam and that their father no longer had any jurisdiction over them. They didn't arrest these men. The father's just now getting this to court, just to see if they will even look at the matter. And it's known that these four guys were powerful human trafficking agents who are part of a human trafficking ring. And again, probably these girls, I mean, the likely fate of these girls, and this is what the lawyer said, is that they've been sold into some kind of sex slavery, a brothel system, something like that. But yet these kidnappers have the audacity and are backed up to go into the police station itself and file for custody and aren't arrested.
This human trafficking issue is part of this overall domination theory that radical Islamists are engaged in. And I'll tell you, we're bringing you these stories so we can put real people, give you stories of real people that are really impacted by this. First of all, you need to be praying for these families. This is unbelievable. It's going on, by the way, in the thousands around the globe, probably the hundreds of thousands of people kidnapped, mostly young women, sold into slavery. These are Christian families because they want their, quote, child, the government or some official or some ringleader in a community wants them to be raised as Muslim or more important than that or more significant than that even, although the status of how bad this is can only get worse. They sell them into these sex rings, and it's called human trafficking, which is a global problem. We're fighting the organization of the Islamic Conference. Folks, we are taking on a big Goliath in this battle, and we want your voice to be heard on this. But here's what we need you to do. We need you to go to your phones right now, and everybody that's listening needs to take a stand against the organization of the Islamic Conference, stand up against this defamation of religion bill they're putting forward, which would, before the Human Rights Council of all places, which would criminalize the proclamation of the gospel for all UN countries. Here's the phone number. You add your name right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. We have broadcast to you over the last 5 weeks from around the globe, from the Middle East, from Jerusalem, from Haifa, from the West Bank, from the border of Syria and Lebanon. We've got our TV cameras there, too, by the way. All this has been recorded. It's being done for television. We've broadcast to you from France, from Germany, from Switzerland. We're giving you a behind-the-scenes look of the reality that's out there right now. We've got a lot of calls. Let's try to get through as many as we can.
Lorraine's calling from Washington on line one. Lorraine, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hi.
You had asked why, you know, we thought that maybe Christianity was being so persecuted, and I think that there's maybe just a couple reasons that I see. You know, Christianity is less tolerant than a lot of other religions. We don't have a problem saying that Jesus said he's the only way to God, and so that makes us more, I think, excited about presenting our gospel and sharing it. And also, I think just by virtue of the fact that this is, we do worship the living God, and that when people convert to Christianity, their lives are truly changed, and Christianity, has that living hope that these other religions don't offer people.
Bring up a really good point, Lorraine, and it also upsets the political status quo, especially in the Islamic countries in the Middle East and for South America for that reason as well. You're right. The life change of the individual who comes to Christ upsets that political system that the government is in control with the Islamic teams. You talk about these organizations that have the Islamic Revolutionary Guard. So when people come to Christ, it turns that upside down, and it impacts the status quo of the government. And that's what we don't, it's very hard for us to understand that in the West, but that's the reality of what we deal with.
And there's even targeting now of the Christian communities that have been in the Middle East and these countries for thousands of years since Jesus was on the earth. That's how long the Coptic Christian community has been there. Now they're being targeted. They're not converts from Islam. They have always been Christian. You trace back their history thousands of years. They have been Christians, and now they are being targeted. It's the same thing that happened to this family in Pakistan. These are families who have been Christians for hundreds and thousands of years, and not only they have not converted from Islam to Christianity, they are not apostates,
right.
They have always been Christian, but now they are under immense persecution all over the world.
Yeah, the historic Christian traditions, like the Coptic Christians, which is a huge number in Egypt and in Pakistan and other places, they were Christians before Islam existed. So these aren't even convert situations, but they're still considered this radical threat. Now, we've been engaged in a case where one Coptic Christian who did come from Islam to Christianity was going to be deported to Egypt. We won the case. We filed briefs in the case. It was successfully concluded at the district court level. It's now at the Court of Appeals. But there's going to be a major protest and demonstration in Washington. We're going there with our TV cameras. Jordan's going to be there interviewing some of the principals behind this, some of the leaders of this, standing up for the persecuted church and standing up aggressively, which we want to encourage. You can take direct action here. Your voice can be heard, of all places, at the United Nations. Just go to your phones right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or go to ACLJ.org.
Let's go back to the phones. James is calling from Florida on line 6. James, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, James.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Great.
My comment is this. Regarding why do I think that the Muslims are coming so hard and persecuting mainly just the Christians, my answer to that would be we need not look so much at the natural and the physical, but we need to look more at the spiritual. Because as we as Christians know, there is only one truth. There's only one. And that means anything else is going to be a deception.
It's interesting you say that because we focused on Friday's conversation with Michael Horton from Open Doors with that exact issue, that this is a spiritual battle. That you got to fight it in the natural, though, too. God calls us to a specific task. It's what the Apostle Paul said, this one thing I do. Well, the one thing we do here is governmental affairs and litigation on a worldwide global level, and that's what we're doing. That's the sphere God's given us to do. But you're right. This is a spiritual battle with serious spiritual ramifications. Jordan, let's try to get one more call in before we call it a day.
Diane's calling from Texas on line 4. Diane, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Great.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I just wanted to sort of concur with what the other guy said. Read Revelation chapter 12, verse 17. It's Satan behind it, and he is against Jesus Christ. He is his arch enemy, and he'll do anything to take him down. Any other religion, it isn't such a threat to his kingdom.
But Christianity is, clearly. Because why? Because it's a life-changing experience, and that impacts, as I said, the spiritual realm. It impacts the political status quo. But we're talking about individual people as well that are impacted by this, folks. And I want to tell you something. When you look at the cases and talk to the people that we've talked to, it's individual lives of young people that are being impacted by this, whether it's violence and death or whether it's kidnapping, as Jordan mentioned, in Pakistan because they're Christians, being sold into slavery, human trafficking. This is outrageous. We're going to the United Nations to take a stand. Everybody that's listening to me right now, go to your phones, because this is the way you can go to the UN with me in September. We are doing our briefs right now. You go to your phones right now and sign this petition. 1-877-989-2255, speaking out against the organization of the Islamic Conference. That's 1-877-989-2255. 2255. You can also sign up and get updated information at aclj.org.